First, you call the Talmud that's roi to be a mayra ro. So Gemara says ad aboim shonim until 40 years. Rashi have a roi la ro. When you become 40 years old, then you're fit to be a mayra ro. So if you do it before that, it's no good. And if you're ready 40 and you're not doing it, it's no good either. That's the age. That's called the Talmud Shigila Ronos. Up until 40, you're supposed to try and shtaygoyes to learn the best you could. And Tais says it's a machlokes in Nishayla. Tais learns Pirish, Mishana Shiska Lomoit. Ad Aboim Shana. Tais learns that 40 years means not that you're 40 years old, but when you started to learn. Some more you could even be 80 years old. Some people start learning the 41st. Means 40 years when you're learning already. Right? So you start learning at 10 years old. Some people start 20 years old, they start learning. 15 years old, whatever it is. If you start learning at 15 years old, so you have a right to learn until you're 55. Shat is a kozaman you could learn in shteigos for yourself. First you're supposed to learn for yourself. And then after your shteigos, you know a lot, that's the time to go to teach others. Samar Takash ain't, it's not that way. Vor Rabba Oiro, I Rabba was a poisik. And we know Rabba, only Rashi says, the he only lived 40 years old. So it comes out that Rabba was a poisik before he was 40 years old. I was saying it's no good. So how could he do it when he was so young? So Marin says Bishovin. Rashi says like this, when equal. That means in Shovel the godly year Bechokhma Mutal Horus. Or Ishain Zokim Imenu B'Yir. Means if you're as great and as smart as the godly in your city, then you could also be a poisik. Or else if there's nobody else like you. Now if the door needs you, then you could do it even though you're younger. But in the case where there is a Mayra Roh there, there is a Rav there, and you're not 40 years old yet, then you should not be the Mayra Roh. You should not pass it. I'll tell you the Leviathan from Yaakov Kamnaski. So Yossi once asked him, he once said over that if a Talmud wants to sit and learn. So I'm old, the parents always tell him, in sight, you have to go out and make a panosa, or even go out to be a Rebbe. She used to say, until 40 years old, a person has a right to sit and learn. A person wants to stay in Kelul and learn until he's 40 years old, it's okay. You have a right to do it. But after you're 40 years old, then you have to start thinking about how you could be a Marbet Torah, how you could teach others. And the rise from this Gemara here, that up until 40, that's the shiur that you're supposed to learn for yourself. But avad, it depends. A lot of people can't do it. A lot of people can't learn until they're 40. So as far as much as they can learn, they learn. Afterwards, people do become rebellious. People do other things. But the pshat is because they can't do longer. But if a person could learn, up until 40 is the shiur, this man, when he should learn for himself. And afterwards, that's this man when he can start giving over to others. And the way Tosis learns is, Mama, she can be 55 years old. And she has 40 years of learning. Whenever you start learning, 40 years is you put into learning for yourself. And then you start worrying about teaching others. But everybody's different. Certain people steigen more by giving shiur and by learning with others. Everybody's different. But then the Mishnah says, Umakis Purushim, that people hit themselves. They're Purush, they show themselves the precious. Son of Rabbanim, learned like this. Shiva Purushin Hain. There are seven different types of Purushin. Purush Shichni, Purush Nikvi, the world will explain these things. Purush Kizoi, Purush Meduchia, Purush, first as Purushin says, Macha Vosiv Yasena, what am I supposed to do when I'll do it? Purush Meyava, person that's Purush because of love. Purush Meyira, someone that's Purush does stays away from things because of Yiras Hashem. These are the seven types of things. Now we'll explain them. Purush Shichmi, what does that mean? And Purushim means these are people that are Mavli Olam, the Mishnah says. These are people that destroy the world. Purush Shichmi means Zehu Oise Maisa Shchem. People that do the Maisa of Shchem. What happened by the people of Shchem, Rashi says? Shem Molu Shalom Hashem Shemayim. By Shchem, the Maisa was with Dina, that Shchem wanted to marry, So the Bnei Yaakov said, said to the Anshe Shchem, make a bris milah. So they all made a bris milah then, but it was all done shloim l'shem shemayim. Izav zeh ma'isav la'anoseh she'yachabdu b'nei yodim lo l'shem shemayim. A person makes himself look like he's a great person just because he wants people to respect him. So that's no good. That's called the purush shichmoy. He's purush, he doesn't do certain things, looks like a big tzaddik, but he's only doing it because he wants people to give him respect. That's no good, that's not l'shem shemayim, and those are people that destroy the world. Purush Nikvi, what is that? Zeh HaManakev Esraglov. Someone hits his feet bang into one another. Shrashi Mahalas Beshiflas Okir Bitzagoidol Vienna Mayim Ragli Benoritz. He like just drags along his feet, very small steps he takes. When Mitoichach Menakev as voice of Avonim, he come out, bangs his feet into the stones. It's done most of the same shot. He wants to make people, he looks to people as if he's a big Porish, a bigger person, and really he's not, it's also not a nice thing to do. Porish Kizoi, so the Gemara Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Zeha Makiz Dam Luxolim. Some of it, Kizoi means like bloodletting. So he lets out blood on the walls. So Rashi, Oysa Atzmoi Koitzim Einov. He makes believe as if he doesn't look, he doesn't see where it's going. Shalai Yistak of an Oshim. He wants to look like a big tzaddik, as if he's not going to look at any ladies. So when he walks in the streets, he closes his eyes. Omitoichach Makir Rosh HaBakaisal. So what does he do? He bumps into the wall. V'yadam Yaitz, and the blood comes out. Kids say he's not doing it l'shem shemayim here, he's only doing it to show off, so that's no good. That's not v'liyoylem. Porush meduchia, what does that mean? Omarabba barshilo temashpoya ki meduchia. He walks all the way bent over like a meduchia that's a grinder. When you have a stick in the grinder, with a chopper like. The thing that you used to chop with, it goes all the way down. Sadrashi Bukhna Osui Kim Kimakves Vroisha Kofov. He walks with his head all the way bent down. His head has come out all the way touching the ground. That's also a porish that's only doing to show off. Right, a porish, somebody that's porish, stays away from things, and he says over, Ma Chayvasi Vyasana, what am I supposed to do? What Chayvas do I have to do? And I'll do them. So Rashi says it means, Lemdeni ma olai la sois viesan. It goes around telling people, teach me, what am I supposed to do and I'll do it. So Gemara asks, Hom al yusi. That's not bad, that's a good thing to do. So Drashi, Emene goki visurim adikduke mitzvois obol yomait. He's like telling us, he himself does not know exactly the surim and the diktuk mitzvos, how to do the mitzvos. So he's asking us to teach him. So that's a good thing. So what is that called? Amakas prushim asmav lu yoylam. Gemara says, rather, the pshat is Ella. The pshat over here is, the Omri sounds like this. Machavosi su viyaseno. Like, what more do I have to do? Trashi ma lasse soy gloyasisi. Like, what else do I have to do that I didn't do yet? In other words, he's going around telling everybody, I did everything already. I finished all my work. Well, ma rats mekilo kaim as a curl. It goes down to people, eh? What else do I have to do that I didn't do yet? Like, he's like telling everybody, I was mekayim kol ha-torakul already. So that's only a guy that wants to show off, and that's a person that's not liyolim. Porush meyava, somebody's porush cross of love. So Rashi says, what does the love mean here? Meyava schar mitzvahs. He's not a porush. He stays away from the averus, from doing these things, but he does it because he wants to receive reward. He loves the reward. For lo liyava mitzvahs abari, not because Tami loves the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's called porush meyava, for the love of reward. And porush meyira, Rashi says Shalonshin also, he's afraid to do Averis because he doesn't want to get the punishment. But what the person supposed to do? Meyaves Hashem, but really, we're supposed to do the mitzvahs because we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasher Tzivani HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lekeinu. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. V'soif HaSchar Lavoi. We know we're going to get reward. Okay, that's going to come by itself. But we're not supposed to do the mitzvahs to receive reward. So the kids of these things push it up. The Bible was saying it's bad. So if somebody is porish, that means he watches himself because of Ava just to get reward, or else he's afraid not to get punishment. So far we're saying that's no good. This the Gemara says no. Omer le Abaya v'Rava. Abaya v'Rava both said back Latano that Latisni porish miava porish miyura. Don't learn this. This is not part of the seven prushim that our Mishnah means to say. It's mavlu yolam, that's destroying the world. Because here it's a good thing to do. The Yomar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Li'olam Yasek Adam B'Torah V'Mitzvahis Afilu Shle L'Shema Li'olam Mashmach. That's the way you start off. You're always supposed to start off doing mitzvahs and learning Torah Shle L'Shema. That means you do it because you want to get reward. You're afraid of getting averus. That's the way you're supposed to start off. Because Shemitor Shle L'Shema. Because if you start off doing it this way, you should know, b'ol l'shmo, eventually, you'll end up doing it l'shmo. You'll end up doing the mitzvah totally because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because of the reward. But I call upon him, the way you're supposed to start off is by doing mitzvahs with this intention to receive reward, not to get punishment. So you see, it's a good thing. So maybe you can't say it's one of the seven things that destroy the world. So therefore, what are the seven things then? Somer Rav Nachum by Yitzchok, the mitmarah mitmarah, or the megalia megalia. So Rashi, ha-nistaris nistarsim dayadim. What's hidden is hidden from us. The mitmarah means things that are hidden. Or the megalia means things that are uncovered. Gluyas. Mikom makom, it means the bezin agadu kulam gluyas. That means that the bezin agadu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Mar says, let's see the Mar says what. The mitzvah, what's hidden is hidden, or the megalia, megalia, what's uncovered is uncovered. Ve'dina rabba, from the bezin agadu, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, lispara mehani, to pay back to these people, the chofi gundigi, that just show off. Trashi v'hu yifra, Hashem will pay back, people that wrap themselves up in a big talis, or maranatsum kaprushim, they look to people as if they're big tzaddikim, v'yena prushim, they're not really, they're only phonies. So again, yeah. So these are the people, again, that are mavli yoylam, destroy the world. Yeah. So Yana the king said to his wife, al tisroyim in aprushim, don't be afraid of Prushim. So Rashi, Shaprushim or Yisayna Moisad. Prushim used to hate us. Lefi Shahorgu Minachachamim Harbe. Because they killed a lot of Chachamim. For Nefat Niyu Tzedukim. They came to beat Tzedukim. Because Yomim Bekedushim. Yeah. Ukeshimei Yisoyis Ishto Yorim Mehem. Shlo Yaviru Amlucha Mibneo. Hey, so when Yane died, the queen was afraid that they'll take away the Malchus. So they said, don't be afraid of the Prushim. People that don't be afraid of people that are not Prushim. Because those people love us. You know you should be afraid of. The hypocrites you should be afraid of. They look to us as if they're big tzaddikim, they're Purush. But they do znus, they do averis like Zimri did. They want to get back reward like Pinchas. In other words, these are phonies. That they look to us as if they're tzaddikim, and really deep down all they're doing is averus. That's people you have to be afraid of. So Drashi Eliminat Tzvayim, Kloimar, Shein Marisim Kedodosim, they don't look the way they really are. Elim Tzvayim and Bachus, they're colored outside. The Antochim Kaborim, outside they look nice, and inside they're not the same way. Shein Asem Kemaisa Zimri, Shein Rishoyim, they do rishis. But in Mavak Shem Tzcharka Pinchas, they want to receive reward like Pinchas. They tell everybody, give us respect, because the big tzaddikim. But really, they're phonies. So these are the people that's what the Mishnah means, that's called Makas Prushim. These are the people that destroy the world, and these are the people we have to be careful to stay away from. All right, turn over. Yes. Mishnah says like this. We have Rabbi Shimon argues on the Mishnah before, we had this before also, that he holds, Ein Tzchus Toila B'mai Hamarim. No, if a Saita that really had this Nus, when she drinks the Mei Hamarim, even though she has Tzchus HaToira, it won't protect her. She'll still get the punishment, she'll die right away. Because he holds, V'yemata Oima Tzchus Toila, if you're going to tell me that the Tzchus she has could protect her B'mai Hamarim from drinking the bitter water, if so, you're like pushing away, you're making black, you're taking away the whole test of the water for all the other noshim. That you're making a bad name for the ladies that drank the water and nothing happened to them. That drank the water, why? Because now, you're going to, we could say, really they did this nus. Really they're tameyas. Aye, how come the water did not affect them? How come they're still okay? Elisha told so, l'henschus. But people start saying that the only reason why they're okay is because they have other schusim. But really, people said that those sotis, even after they drank the water, still they're really tameyos. So in order that people should not be moitzila and say these bad things, Reb Shimon says there's no way that a schus could protect her. Therefore, there's one way. When she drinks the water, if she stays healthy, that's 100% proof that she's torn. She did not do this nus. Because if she would have done this nus, there's no way to protect her. The water would have had her killed. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi says, Haschus toila b'nai hamorim. V'eina yoledes. Rabbi says, no. A schus is toila. Taka true. She has certain schusim. She won't die right away. But it doesn't mean she won't die at all. We had before. Rabbi Yonah, Haschus toila b'nai hamorim. V'eina yoledes. But she won't get the brachas. She won't be able to become pregnant. V'eina meshabecha. She won't become any better. Ella rather misnavavna v'alechas. She'll become weaker slowly. L'sofi meisa v'yosa misa. And at the end, it could take a year, 2 or 3 years. It could take time. But eventually, she'll die the same type of a death that a sota dies from the me'amorim. Now, as Rebbe is a middle shita like. Even though the schus could be tola, it only like protects her for a few years. But eventually, though, she'll die the same way the other sotas die. If she did this nus. Then the Mishnah says, Nitmas minchasa. Let's say a sotas mincha becomes tuma. Is actually kitchen of a kli. Let's say a sheretz touched it, or a mace touched it, and it became tomei. So the lachar is like any other mincha. Before they put the mincha to kli sheretz, the lachar is harei, kachol hamanocha is v'tifta. It doesn't have kedushas aguf yet, so you could be poider it. The best thing is take money, take the kedusha off the mincha onto the money, and then the mincha you could use. And now that even though it's tomei, so what? You could use it if it's chulin. But v'yim mish a kitcher of a kli. But let's say first you put the mincha in a kli sharis. It has a klushes aguf, and then it became tamei. Harei kechol amenachas has a lot like all other menachas, and therefore the lachar is v'tisaref. You have to burn it. You have no way out because it has already kedushas aguf, so you can't be poider it. V'yelu, these are the cases shem in chosei and nisrafes. These are the cases that you have a mincha that you're supposed to burn the mincha. By a site.